Ah, good evening.
Good evening, Doctor.
Do sit down. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, but I've had a long surgery this evening. Still, I mustn't complain. A pinched mouth, parrot fever, two yellow jacks, and a galloping mange is very good for Monday night. Now, what seems to be the matter?
Well, Doctor, my legs are getting thin.
Ah, attack of thin legs, eh? Well, it has been a good evening. Thin legs. Let's see them, then. Oh, goodness, they are thin, aren't they? Aren't they thin? Aren't they thin? They're fantastically thin. Look at old Spindleshank.
Doctor, I didn't come here to be insulted.
Oh, come, come, Mr. Quince, don't take it to heart. Is any making fun of you? Aren't they thin, though?
Yes, and they used to be hairy. Fantastically hairy, and now they're bald.
So they are. Bald, thin legs. That's not funny. Poor old you.
Poor old me.
Very thin, bald legs.
Please, Doctor.
I'm sorry, that was unprofessional. Now, are you eating well?
No, just small bits of bacon rind.
Bacon rind. Anything else?
Yes, seed cake. Little pieces of seed cake.
Ah, seed cake, I see. Tell me, Mr. Quince, do you like cats?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I used to be very fond of cats. Quite platonic, of course. But the last two or three weeks, I just can't bear them near me.
They frighten you?
Well, yes.
Ah, well, they're nasty things. Claws and teeth and very crafty.
Marked antipathy to cats, yes? The symptoms are classical.
Now, does your back itch at all?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does.
Ah, well, let's have a look at it then. Yes, yes, just as I thought. Feathers.
Feathers?
Yes, it's as I suspected. You're turning into a bird.
I'm what?
You're turning into a bird.
Oh!
There, look at that feather. Very pretty. Do you mind if I have it in my wife's hat?
Doctor, do you mean that I'm going to be a bird?
Yes.
But what kind of bird?
Well, with legs like yours, probably a heron or a bittern or a flamingo. We can't be sure. We'll have to see if you develop webbed feet.
But, Doctor, a bird?
It's all right. There's no operation.
Well, can't you give me something?
What would you like? Breadcrumbs? Bit of fat? Do you fancy a fish?
No, Doctor. Something to stop me becoming a bird. I don't want to be a bird.
Oh, don't be silly. It's all experience. I had a man in here yesterday. He's a nice chap. He thought he was a moth. Look at that hole in my coat, you see? Kept banging himself against the standard lamp, he did, but he was quite happy being a moth. Perfectly happy.
But my wife, what will she think of me when I'm all covered with feathers?
I expect she'll be tickled to death. Now, have you had any strange dreams?
No.
Well, very soon, you'll start dreaming that you're flying around your room. And when you wake up, you'll find that you are. So keep your bedroom window shut, or one day you'll wake up and find you've gone. Understood?
Yes.
And we don't want you getting too thin, so eat plenty of grub. But no grubs, even if they tickle your fancy.
No, I won't.
And if I were you, I'd get rid of your cat at this early stage. We don't want to take any risks. Now, have you got any hobbies?
Yes, I'm a pigeon fancier.
Well, you better stop fancying pigeons from now on.
But, Doctor, what will my friends say?
I expect they'll say, here comes my feathered friend.
Doctor, please be serious. Can't anything be done?
Nothing. Until you start to melt, and then we'll have another look at you. If you want a second opinion, you'd better see Mr. Summerby in the High Street.
Is he a specialist?
No, he's a vet.
Good night, sir. Good night. Of course, you know, I've been dormant at this theatre for a whole thing. 50 years now. I've seen all the stars of the old-time music hall, I have. You want to know about them, you just come to me. I'll tell you about them. Because I've seen them. All of them. Eddie King, George Robey, Murray Lloyd, Harry Lauder. They were rotten.
Welcome to Lords, and we greet you with the news that the West Indies are 226 for 3 wickets. I'm sorry, the Australians are 71 for 1, and it's England in the field and doing jolly well. Don't you think they're doing jolly well, Peter?
Oh, absolutely first rate. Jolly, jolly good indeed, Brian.
Oh, jolly well indeed. Couldn't agree with you more if I tried. Jolly, jolly good.
Well, anyway, it's been a thoroughly good morning's cricket so far. Don't you think so, Peter?
Oh, absolutely.
Jolly good.
First rate.
Very entertaining.
Absolutely enthralling.
Jolly absorbing.
Jolly absorbing.
It's been rather slow so far. In fact, in just over an hour and a half, only 3 runs have been added.
All of them leg buys. But it has all been jolly absorbing.
Jolly absorbing, yes. But to be fair, we must remember that this is only the second day. I expect the run rate will go up sharply after lunch on the fourth day.
Absolutely.
Jolly good.
Fourth day after lunch.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so, Dennis?
Oh, he's not here.
Well, let's see who's batting then.
Right, jolly, jolly good.
No, it's the West End. No, the Australians batting, and the score is... which one of those is the total, Peter?
I think it's the one in the middle, Jim, not two, sir.
Ah, yes, that's right. Well, they're 71 for three. Good heavens, they've lost two more wickets. Pity we missed that.
Well, anyway, England now have had a thoroughly good morning in the field.
You know, Brian, I've got a nasty feeling England are batting.
Batting.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Batsmen have got English caps on, haven't they?
They haven't got caps on at all.
Oh, no, they haven't, have they? I've made one of my silly mistakes, haven't I?
Well, anyway, up here, we all think that England are batting, and so it must be Peter Goddard bowling. Don't you think so, Brian?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Absolutely right. Trevor Goddard bowling.
And he's walking back to his mark. He stops, turns, characteristic little somersault at the beginning of his run, and in he comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, he bowls, and... What happened to that one, Peter?
I think he got a touch down the leg side.
Oh, I thought he hit him on the pad.
Well, anyway, the ball's gone down the leg side. No. No, wait a moment. He's hit it past cover for four. Beautiful stroke. Past cover's left hand.
No. The ball went straight through to the wicket keeper.
So he didn't get a touch. Straight through to the
wicket keeper. I think he touched it.
Yes, he was dropped in the gully. Put down in the gully by Grace there. Bad miss.
No. Wait a minute. He's walking back to the pavilion. I think to change his bat.
No. He's chasing off a dog. Oh, no. No, wait a minute. He is...
What exactly?
Oh, no, no. He's been given out.
Out.
Been given
out. Out.
Oh, he has.
Rashton.
Head right in the air.
He must have got a touch. That's English number four. Quarter of the wicket.
I think he was bowled. Look, leg stumped missing.
Oh, so it is. Unless he was stumped.
No, clean bowl, trying to sweep. Silly shot. But we have had a jolly good morning's cricket.
Yeah, that's Arthur then. Bowl Goddard. No, he's not up.
He's not up.
Well, what a relief for England.
So Arthur's still there.
And what a good morning's cricket we've had.
And as we return to the studio, we say once again, a thoroughly interesting and entertaining and absorbing and boring morning's cricket. We may not know much about the game, but at least we're gentlemen.
I want to do the bossa nova, I want to do it dance. I want to do the bossa nova, I want to burn romance. I want to style it, I want to cry it, I want to dial it, I want to love it. I want to do the bossa nova, burn it, dance. Do the bossa nova, I want to hold you in my arms. And when we do the bossa nova, I want to show my charms. I want to lighten up, I want to turtle up, I want to find another romance. Why do the bossa nova, for find a new dance. Why should you be the only one that I could ever love? Why should this be the only note that I am singing of? When you're near, I get a funny feeling up and down my spine. Don't you know that you're really mine? Do the bossa nova, I wanna do it tonight. And when we do the bossa nova, you make me feel alright. I wanna hold you tight, I wanna love you right, I wanna drive you slightly insane. Wanna do the bossa nova, over again. I wanna do the bossa nova, over again. I wanna do the bossa nova, over again. Yeah.
It's a magnificent country. It's so big. I would never have believed that a country could have such an irresistible attraction for me. Ah, the dark continent. Ah, Africa.
Malaya, darling.
Malaya, Africa, they're all British.
Mary, darling.
Yes, John, darling.
Mary, there's something I must tell you.
Yes,
Mary, please,
John,
don't make it any more difficult for me. It's hard enough as it is.
Yes, John.
You see, it's been going on for some time now.
What has, John?
Mary, please try to understand.
But I do.
No. You think that you do, but you don't. You see...
John? Do you mean it's all over? Between us, I mean.
I.
Oh, God.
Mary, please try to... Mary, don't move. Keep absolutely still. Don't make a sound.
What is it, John?
There's a black mamba crawling up your leg. What? Now, don't move. Mary, please try to understand.
John, we haven't reached the point of no return.
No, Mary, don't you see? It's no good. We just can't go on.
John, do you mean there's somebody else?
I...
John, to think that I trusted you all along.
Oh, Mary, don't reproach yourself now.
But Paul said that you...
Paul? Paul! I never want to hear his name again. Paul who?
Paul Denning.
Oh, Paul, yes. Now, didn't he marry the Musgroves girl?
No, that was Anne Fielding's cousin, Archie Davis.
Keep Archie out of this!
So it's all over between us. Between you and I mean.
Between you and me, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
John. Oh, it was all so lovely in Kuala Lumpur in the spring. Do you remember how we used to wade together through the mangrove swamps? And how we used to watch the baby bandicoots frolicking in the Nagumba trees? Did you put the leopard out?
Yes.
Oh. Do you remember how we used to watch the little native boys turning happily on their spits?
I always felt guilty about that.
So this is the end of us?
Yes. I feel any pity?
A little shame. You might as well know. I'm having an affair.
What?
With Chung Mi Fu Yong Toi.
Keep Chung Mi Fu Yong Toi out of this! Which one is he?
I don't know. They all look the same to me.
You love him?
Love him? I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to end it all now.
Mary, you're not going to do anything silly.
You can't.
But Mary, think of the children.
We haven't any children.
Well, think of the dogs.
Dogs? That's all you care about.
You're joking, of course.
I've never been more serious in my life. You colonial.
Puff at her.
Oh, dead.
Down there. Don't move. I love you. Damn you, I love you.
No, John. Don't say that. Don't you see? It would never work, you know. We can't just start all over again. It would always catch up with us. Oh, God.
Don't move!
What? But, John, it can't just end like this.
Good evening. I want to talk to you this evening about the bright star which you can see on the eastern horizon at about 10:30 any evening this month. Now this bright star is called Rigella. Rigella. It is, at the moment, one of the brightest stars in the sky, about 35,000 times as bright as an ordinary 40-watt bulb. Now, Rigella is also a very big star, 38,285,000,000 miles in diameter. Or, to put it another way, if you were to imagine that this orange is the size of the dome of St. Peter's Rome, then Rigella is 128 million times the size of the Taj Mahal. Now, to give you some idea of how large 128 million is, 50 people dotting continuously at 3.5 dots per second for 4¾ months would be enough to fill 2 warehouses with exercise books.
Now, as well as being very big and very bright, Rigella is also a very long way away. 227 light years. Or 940,000 times the distance from Peking to Whanganui. Or 356 million times the amount of methylated spirits consumed in Europe and America annually. Or just under the distance that an ordinary white rhinoceros running at 18 miles an hour could travel if he ran for 31 million years. Or 3,500,000,000,000,000 times the width of a budgerigar's wing. So much for Rigella. Next week, I'll tell you how to make a lemon meringue pie. Good night.
And now we take you to the Lower Newton Road office of the Grublian National Tourist Bureau.
Come in, come in, come in, sir. Good morning, sir, good morning. Very nice to see you, sir.
Good morning.
And what can I do to help?
Well, I'm interested in visiting your country.
Wonderful, wonderful. Sit down, please, sit down.
Oh, I'm afraid there aren't any chairs.
Well, sit on the floor. It's very clean, very clean. In our country, all of the floors are clean. We have the cleanest floor in the world. I'd give you my chair, but I'm very tired.
Well, I think I'd rather stand, thank you.
That's good. Standing is very healthy. You're a healthy man. I like you, that's good. Now, when do you want to come?
In August.
That's good. That's a good month to come. You'll be there for the pheasant shooting season.
I think you mean the pheasant shooting season.
No, I mean the pheasant shooting season. It's the only way of keeping their numbers down. The beaters go into the houses and drive them out into the streets, and then the police mow them down. It's very funny. We have a great sense of humor in our country. That's the trouble with your English. No sense of cruelty. Now, how long you come for? A month? 2 months?
No, only a week, actually.
Only a week? Sneaky little week?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Don't you like our country?
No,
What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with it? It's better than your lousy country. I think your lousy country stinks.
No, please,
Quiet! Our country is very beautiful. And our folk are very gay. It has been statistically proved that our folk are the gayest in the world. They are over 7.5 times gayer than the British. I'm sure you will enjoy our country. You will enjoy it very much. If you don't enjoy it, you will be punished. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, where do you want to go in our beautiful country?
Well, I didn't really know.
Don't play games with me!
I'm not.
You have ways of making people talk. I will go and get the brochures. If you try to leave this office, you will be shot. Slowly. All right, now here we are. Now, perhaps you visit the South. It is very gay in the South. There you can see the traditional folk dances, where the folk all come and dance on the green. And also the traditional police dances, where the police all come and dance on the folk. And there's also the famous wine made by the peasants. You can hear that every evening when the police are interrogating them.
Oh.
And if you go to the North, this year we have the International Police Fair, and the annual Festival of Police, and the National Police Exhibition. And you can also hear our world-famous Grublian National Police Orchestra. Now, where are you going to go?
Well, while we're there, my wife and I do specially want to visit Splint.
What's so special about Splint, huh? Before you say anything, I must state that at all times I was acting under orders. You understand? And what's this about your wife, eh?
Well, nothing.
You never said anything about a wife.
Well, you never...
There is she.
You never are.
Why isn't she with you?
But she's shopping.
Yes? How do I know you've got a wife? Perhaps you're lying. You know something? I don't think you've got a wife at all.
My good man.
You a spy or something?
No, I'm not.
You know, I think you're a spy. Your eyes are close together. That's not good. What's that bulge under your armpit?
Don't be personal.
You know what we do with spies in our country? We shoot them. Slowly. We line them up against the wall, and we shoot them dead. Very dead. Very slowly dead. Do you hear me? Dead. Dead. You still want to come?
Yes, please.
I'll go and get the forms, then. Oh, are there any other questions you want me to ask?
Well, there were one or two points.
Yes. Well, I'll get Mr. Gruber to attend to you. I must be off. I'm being executed at 3.
Oh, dear.
That's all right. It's not for anything serious.
Good evening and welcome to another edition, indeed another program in our focused series. Tonight we look at music. Indeed, at popular music. Pop music. Recently there has been a spate, indeed one might almost say a flood, of popular songs, pieces, with an intellectual slant. Tunes such as Mona Lisa with a Laughing Face, Venus in Blue Trousers, Roll Out the Beethoven, and I Want to Hold Your Handle. And indeed, one might almost say, in fact, tonight, the Focus team presents its very own intellectual pop song. And here it is.
You give me a thrill, I bet, more than a Beethoven quartet. Sibelius and Bach are through, well, that's how I feel about you. You're more beautiful by far than a genuine Wedgwood jar. You're the loveliest piece on view, and that's how I feel about you. Well, I would be your Othello, walking right beside you everywhere you go. He and I would soon agree, it's fun to own a Desdemona. Nothing quite like you, it seems, in Salvador Dali's wildest dreams. Baby, you're surreal, it's true, and that's how I feel about you. Well, you would overwhelm, I know, a Titian or a Renoir or a Picasso. Every night you seem to me like Aphrodite in a nighty. I never had this thrill before, except from the statues of Henry Moore. It's wonderful what those curves can do, and that's how I feel about you. Oh, that's how I feel about you. Yeah, yeah, that's how I feel about you.
It is now with great pleasure that NZBC presents the world premiere of a newly discovered Oscar Wilde play entitled The Importance of Being Lady Windermere's Ideal Husband.
Mama?
Oh, Annabelle, what a perfectly delightful party this is. Everybody is talking about nothing, but nobody is saying anything.
Oh, but we're talking about people, Lady Carstairs. And you adore talking about people. It is a guarantee that they will talk about me.
Of course you're right, Lord Lampwick. Annabelle, you must go away.
Oh.
I'm hoping to meet Lord Wildworth shortly. They say he is the most wicked man in the world. You'd better go and look at the moon.
But there is no moon tonight, Mama.
Well, go and find one.
Yes, Mama.
What a perfectly tiresome girl she is. She has no sense of a challenge.
Lord Wildworth.
Oh, Lord Wildworth. Oh, Lord Wildworth, how perfectly horrid of you to keep us waiting like this. It was so exciting. You have been in the garden. What have you been doing?
I have been talking to myself. I confess I was perfectly fascinated with what I had to say.
Oh, Lord Wildworth, they say you are the most wicked man in society.
Oh, Lady Carstairs, don't say that. The truth is always such a bore. However, it is very pleasant to meet you.
Oh, Lord Wildworth, is it really you?
No. Oh. I am merely an exquisite figment of your delightful imagination. Oh. But tell me, Amanda, who is that lady over there in the heliotrope with the diamond choker and the ermine earmuffs?
That, Lord Wildworth, is your wife.
Really? What exquisite taste I have. Remind me to divorce her. I should like to be her lover.
Oh, Lord Wildworth, you are so irresistibly wicked. You seem to be interested only in what is either wholly bad or wholly beautiful.
I am only interested in what is wholly bad.
Ooh.
Beauty is interesting only because it arouses our enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is the greatest of evils. It is the beginning of religion.
What?
Where did you get this gorgeous beast?
You're speaking of the flunky I love.
Love? Love? What do you know of his breeding?
Oh.
Annabelle, come here.
Yes, Mama.
Young man, where were you born?
under a gooseberry bush, milady.
Ah, gooseberry bush, what?
In 1885. Not a good year for gooseberries. But now I must be merely dull. I must go at once. There is a new play on at the St. James's. They say it is a tremendous success, but I confess I don't remember writing it.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I trust you've enjoyed meeting me.
Mama, you always said that I was born under a gooseberry bush.
Young man, where was your gooseberry bush?
In Leighton Buzzard, milady.
Leighton Buzzard?
There is only one gooseberry bush in Leighton Buzzard.
Then you must be my brother.
Your brother? Your mother?
Your lover.
Oh.